Welcome back to another edition of the Wobcast. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, joined by producer Mike Harris, and we're coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park, a freezing cold Xfinity Studios at Winter Park, and we're joined by Jeff Locke, Vikings punter, who operated quite well in frigid conditions, and we hope he operates well in frigid conditions on today's Wobcast. Hi, Jeff.
Yeah, it's a little cold in here.
Sorry about that. I thought
we left Baltimore for good, but we're kind of visiting it again.
We brought Baltimore with us.
Yes, I guess so.
Which wouldn't be a bad thing for you, actually, because you played pretty well. I mean, I know like when your punter plays well, a lot of people think the team didn't have a very good game, but let's get hardcore football for a little while. Punting and operating as the holder, you and your battery mates had a pretty good game.
Yeah, overall the operation was pretty clean most of the game, and it's tough to do in the snow, and especially the sleet rain that came down
end
of the third, fourth quarter. That's the toughest one to do it in when everything gets wet.
You had 9 total punts. We were talking about this before we started recording. A bunch of extra points. What's it like playing in those conditions? I mean, when you watch it on TV or when you're huddled in the press box or on a space heater like I was, it's kind of fun and cool. It's a spectacle. But what's it like on the sidelines? What's it like playing in that?
Yeah, I was on the space heater most time too.
Good.
On the sidelines.
So you're smart.
Yeah.
UCLA kid.
Yeah, the key for us as kicker, punter, long snapper is to actually try to keep your body as warm as possible. So we stay on the bench as long as we can. We're in front of the heater as long as we can, and then we go out and do our thing. But half of my job for the game was just clearing the spots for Blair.
Yeah. Even on kickoffs,
I was sprinting out there with a towel, and I was wiping snow away. And, I mean, that's trying to make the whole operation clean.
Is that a punter thing, or is that a rookie thing? I'm just not really quite sure.
I don't know. I mean,
probably a bad combo of both, man.
I think I would like to say it's a punter thing. We spend so much time together, Blair and I and Cullen, that we want to see all of us do very well.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And I've kicked off before, so I know exactly where Blair's coming from with having to have good footing on kickoffs. So I was busting my butt out there trying to clear off spots, which was fun.
You know, and that's difficult because you guys, I'm sure, maybe more than most other positions, you pay attention to what the forecast is, what the weather's going to be, even in the week of practice, not just on game day, but the week leading up to it, you probably pay attention. But when pregame warm-ups were going on and you guys were out there, the conditions were one thing, but at kickoff, the conditions were quite another thing. So it's probably pretty hard to really even anticipate that.
Yeah, it was funny because all week we were thinking just kind of some light snowfall. You know, Cullen and I get out there about 2 hours before the game and it wasn't even snowing yet. So it did barely trickle. By the time we got out there for warm-ups, it was a layer of snow already. And then that first quarter was just pitch white, so to speak. I mean,
You played at UCLA, so maybe you played like BYU in the snow or something.
We actually played at Utah in the snow.
Okay.
And I've had a couple games that where it snowed the night before. So I'd seen it, but nothing like that yesterday.
We shouldn't have any snow this week. We play the Eagles at home, so hopefully there'll be
no
snow.
Let's hope the roof is solid.
You've had we're going to call Baltimore, we're going to call it a good game for you. So that, by my estimation, that's 3 good games in a row that you've had here as we're getting ready to close out the season. How have you felt about your performance? You concur, 3 good games in a row here?
Yeah. I mean, the Baltimore game is definitely tough to judge.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not getting all your punts off and not having one to turn on you in those conditions is kind of a good game.
Yep, yep.
But, it's been 3 pretty solid games in a row and really want to try and finish strong. A little inconsistent beginning of the year and trying to really put it together now.
When you maybe it's different because your game plans are different for different opponents, but generally speaking, on Monday morning when you and Cullen and Blair get in there with Prefer, our special teams coordinator, how are you evaluating engaging your performance? Obviously, you don't want to go Tony Romo on the bit and drop a snap.
Yeah.
You don't want to shank punts out of bounds. But getting like nitty gritty details, what are some things that you're looking at to gauge your performance?
The stopwatch is the punter's best friend and worst enemy.
Okay.
And same with the kicker and the long snapper. We time everything.
Okay.
We've got certain times that we want to be under or certain hang times we want to meet on punts that match up to the distance. So we run through the numbers, we run through the film and kind of see where we need to correct things and what did go right or didn't go right in the game.
At this point, this is early in the week, you probably haven't looked at the Eagles much yet, right? You've just kind of reviewed the previous game. When do you kind of start honing in on the opponent?
Usually it's Wednesday morning. That's our first meeting where we start game planning on the opponent with Coach Prefer in the meeting, and then the offense and defense break up. and do that thing on Wednesday. Usually Monday is more fix the mistakes from Sunday, mm-hmm. build on what we did right, and then get a good lift in and go from there.
You know, you talk to some players like quarterbacks or linebackers, they'll come to a coordinator with an idea, a thing they want to do, a way they want to attack. Have you gotten comfortable yet with your special teams game plan where you've come to Prefer with ideas, or do you think that'll come later?
Yeah, hasn't really done that. I haven't done that much this year yeah. at all. A guy like Cullen, who's been in the league 10 years, I mean, mm-hmm. when we're talking about protection schemes and getting downfield on punts, he can definitely come with certain things. Or if he sees something a long snapper's doing that we can try to exploit
yeah.
on the other team, he'll definitely okay. speak up. But I haven't really done that much. I think that's something I might do later on after this year.
You know, that snow game in Baltimore, a lot of people are wondering if we're going to have any of those the next 2 years because we're playing at TCF Bank yeah. Stadium outdoors. You know, you're only going to have 2 or 3, maybe 4 home games in the end of November and into December. So the chances are pretty low.
Yeah.
But it could happen in the next 2 years, a game like that. And, you know, that could be pretty interesting for us.
Yeah, I guess it was good practice this year to
maybe
get
it was. I don't want to do it again, although we might have it in Cincinnati in
2 weeks. Yeah, since he might be like that and TCS also known to be very windy. So, I mean, it's going to be a interesting place to play, and it's going to test the limits of the specialist unit playing at TCF.
Are you a prideful guy about your alma mater, UCLA? What bowl game are they going to?
We're going to the Sun Bowl,
okay.
which is the fourth place bowl in the Pac-12 slotting. So, I mean, it's a good bowl in El Paso, and we're playing Virginia Tech, which is always a great team. So, it's good. We got a chance to get 10 wins, which is a big milestone for our program.
Yeah, you handled kickoffs at UCLA. Did you ever kick any field goals there?
I did. My junior year, we had an injury, and okay. I had one good game and then two not so good games, and okay. I was quickly not the field goal kicker anymore. So okay. it was fun while it lasted, but yeah, I can fill in a pinch if I really needed to, but. Mm-hmm. To consistently perform at a level like Blair does or any starting guy, I don't think I can do that at this level.
Have you learned anything from Blair? You guys have different disciplines. You're a punter. He's a place kicker. But have you been able to learn anything about approach or the way he handles the game?
Yeah. I mean, we're very different, and I've kind of learned from him along the way. I used to be very analytical. I mean, always analyzing punts, film,
yeah,
just kind of overdoing it, and I did that in college too. And Blair does put the work in, but he's also has the ability to kind of turn his brain off and yeah. be nonchalant and just yeah. kind of go out and do his thing. So that's yeah. kind of one thing I really learned from Blair is just to let the work happen during the week, and then on game day just go out and
let it rip
and have fun, let
yeah.
it rip.
Yeah. That reminds me, last week's Mike Prefer has a press conference every Thursday. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, I heard about it.
You're the dumbest smart guy he knows. Your response.
That's a compliment. He means it. He means it as a compliment in the end. But
you're a glass
half full
guy.
Kind of like what I just said. I mean, yeah. I take pride in what I do, and I want to correct the mistakes that I'm doing on the field. But you gotta fix that during the week. And yeah. I was thinking too much on game day early in the season, and it showed. And like he said, I mean, just kind of let it go and let it rip.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, have a good week. Get ready for the Eagles. And thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it, Wob.